Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
A while since we've had the entire crew together for a Friday night show. Now, we were on last Friday for a little Black Friday action, but we were doing the 10 to 2 thing. So as far as a nighttime fan after dark, it has been it's been a minute, but never fear, the entire group is here. I am Fred Davis. That gentleman off to my right is none other than the phenom himself, Mr. Blake Elliott.
That is I. I'm here.
You're here.
That's it.
That's all you got. That's it. Okay.
That's all I got for you.
We'll see him at 9:40 when we do Devil's Advocate with Blake Elliott. Blake, we were enthused. We had excitement. We were encouraged. And we were optimistic about this Dallas Cowboy team 48 hours ago.
No,
maybe 24 hours ago. 24 hours ago, I felt good. And then the game started. And as the game went on, it just felt like this Cowboy team was just not going to get out of its own way. The defensive front that had been so electric against the Chiefs, against the Eagles, against the Raiders, didn't seem like it could get home. You had a Detroit Lions offensive line that, you know, whether it was Mark Ryan, Jake Rieger, whatever the hell his name was, different people from Detroit talking about, you know, how banged up this team was. And if you didn't know any better, you'd have thought the Cowboys were the banged up team last night, especially along the trenches, because once again, that's where you were outgunned and outmanned last night.
The Dallas Cowboys decided not to show up in the biggest game of the year, and it was in all facets. We can sit here and talk about special teams, which were bad.
Awful.
On both sides.
Awful.
We can sit here and talk about the defense that didn't show up. The secondary was horrific. The front got, what, one sack by James Houston. Barely
yes.
got any pressures all night. Eberflus was outclassed all night. You can talk about your linebacker play being terrible. You can talk about your receivers not giving effort. Javonte is probably like just nothing great or bad. Just was there. I thought Javonte did what he was asked to do. Like nothing really to gripe about that much with Javonte.
Well, I'm not going to gripe about it, but I will gripe about it. And it's not necessarily his fault, but I think the carries are starting to wear on him a little bit. I think the 15, 20 carries, like, and again, it's not like Malik Davis saw a lot of daylight yesterday, but I think you're starting to see the wear and tear starting to add up because by the second half, he was just slow.
I want to say he hit 1,000 yards for the first time in his career.
He did. He did hit 1,000 yards. I think it was on the touchdown that he scored last night. But as far as, I mean, his burst by the second half is gone. And again, Javonte Williams is not a speed merchant by any means, and I'm not saying this to slander or you know, say anything about his performance, but the fact that you don't have anybody to take some of the pressure and or take some of the load off of him is starting to show up. And you saw it last night where, you know, he had a couple decent runs in the second half. But he's just not – he's not hitting the hole the way he was in the first 4 or 5, 6 weeks of the season. And again, he's not – you know, he's definitely not going to run away from anybody. He certainly showed that last night. I would love to see a concerted effort. This is what happens when Jadon Blue is no good. This is what happens when who's our boy that got hurt? Sanders.
Miles Sanders.
Yeah. This is what happens when Miles Sanders gets hurt. This is what happens when, you know, you're offsetting carries with a guy who's, you know, been bounced around your team for what, 4 or 5 years, whatever it was, in Malik Davis. And so because of that, you know, you're starting to see a little ineffectiveness as far as the run game. I don't even want to
hound on him too much because he was probably the least of the. I agree with your overarching point, but as far as yesterday's game, he was probably the least person I was concerned with. I genuinely think we could attack this show like 25 different ways.
Oh,
because there's so many facets that didn't show up. Your O line.
What bothers you the most about it? About that though.
The two things that bothered me the most that when I'm watching the game, I am frustrated texting you, texting my friends. It had to have been the O-line being subpar versus a D-line that we didn't really think much of and George Pickens' effort, for better or worse.
Yeah.
Those are the two things when I'm watching the game, like every other play, I'm like throwing my phone. I'm like, because those are controllable things. Effort, and then your O, I don't want to say it's controllable on your O-line, but like, did anybody listening right now, 877-881-1053, go into the game thinking, well, I don't know if we're going to be able to hold up against Detroit's defensive line. Not name Aiden Hutchinson, who got zero sacks. No, we're going to let...
We did have six pressures in the fourth quarter.
We're going to have our boy Muhammad get three sacks and look like the best player ever.
Seriously, he looked like Reggie White last night, the way he was getting to the quarterback.
As good as your interior O-line is, and I do think it is elite, your three middle, your tackles are poor.
Yeah, they weren't. I mean, Nate Thomas and
we saw the Nate Thomas, and who was it a couple days ago that we had on? It might have been Connor live saying, or somebody else. Said Nate Thomas is a backup. He's fine. He fills
in.
But like after 2-3 games, the Brock Hoffmans and Nate Thomases start to get exposed.
Yeah, because you got why they're backup.
So I'm not. Yeah. Let me get this clear. I'm not ragging on Nate Thomas. Like, oh my God, he should be a better player. He's a backup, and he's having to step in for a first round pick guy out of Oklahoma and Tyler Guyton, who can't stay off the injured report list.
Yeah.
So it's I'm not ragging on Nate Thomas. It just is what it is. Your tackles are poor,
and you average did nothing to best, help them.
You did nothing to help him. Average at best, and Javonte is good in pass pro, but we've seen the last couple weeks now when you play against.
That's what I'm saying.
When they put a focus on, we're going to blow. You're going to have your running back stay in there. Okay, we're going to send some really good pass rushers right at him.
And to your point, I don't want to make it seem like I'm ragging on Javonte Williams. Look, Javonte Williams has been a revelation for your team this year
and one of the better pass blockers all year.
But the problem is that I think he's starting to wear down because you're doing nothing to help this poor guy out. Like because the running game is where things start for this team. Right? I mean, at least part of it. And if Javonte is getting stuffed time and time again, you know, getting worn down a little bit.
Now he's got to do pass pro against some blitz.
Now he's got to do pass pro against dudes that are just, you know, they're selling out against this poor guy. Like, you need to do. I mean, what did you pay $4 million to Hunter Lipke for?
That's a great question.
Can Hunter, I mean, look, and say, I'll tell you what, I will say this, and again, well, I think we've all agreed. Brian Schottenheimer has been great so far this year. Has been great, good at times. Okay, but Mike McCarthy did such a better job using Hunter Lipke than Brian Schottenheimer's done, and Clayton Adams. I mean, Clayton Adams. Tell you what, for anybody that wants to say that Dan Campbell, you know, team's taking a step back this year, I think. We heard this week earlier that this is only the fifth or sixth time in NFL history that a team's lost both their coordinators after, you know, in the same year or whatever it was. Look, whatever the situation was, Dan Campbell put Brian Schottenheimer and that coaching staff in a body bag last night.
And I'll defer to Brian Broaddus and Wolchuk and get some better numbers tomorrow for you guys, but I'm just giving y'all our raw reaction today without sitting there and studying the game tape yet. They were using that five-man front, the Cowboys' defense line was early, and it was successful.
Yeah.
They were getting to Goff. They were getting pressure. They were I have to look at the exact numbers, but they were. I felt like they did an overall good job of stopping Jahmyr Gibbs running the ball. Like, just strictly running the ball.
Dude, he only had 43 yards on 12 carries.
Like, they did a good job stopping that, and it felt like even when he would have some wiggle, make a guy miss, but then it would be for 2 yards.
Yeah.
When I was, okay, you're setting the principle of Goff is going to have to be a statue in the pocket, and be a pocket passer, our boys should be able to eat. That's what it looked like in those first couple plays.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you stop the run. You know they have to pass. You know that Amon-Ra's a little banged up. Their tight ends aren't there. Then it's going to be all quick game. It's going to be all to the edges. And it felt like Eberflus and the defense itself that was out there just could not execute. And once Dan Campbell realized, hey, they're using these five-man fronts, and like I said, I'll defer to Brian Broaddus on kind of what he saw in that and was able to transition away, he started exposing them the rest of the game. Because after that, they just started going off of that. And it didn't matter what front you put out there. And I think they went away from the five-man front from just me visually watching the game. Yeah. They started doing more four-man stuff.
No, they did.
And we've seen them. Their five-man front sprinkled in has been some of their magic recently. It's been having all three defensive tackles out there. They said, hey, okay, we won't run the ball. We're just gonna throw the ball to Jahmyr Gibbs on the edge, a.k.a., which is why when I put my parlays in, when I told you about your parlays, when we shared it with you guys on the air, we said, take his receiving yards, Jahmyr Gibbs, that being. Take his catches. He's going to have 70, 80 yards catching because they're just going to throw to him out of the backfield.
Seven catches for 77 yards last night.
Because you remember what the Raiders did? The Raiders stopped running the ball with Ginty when they had four carries or something. Yeah. They just threw to Ginty in the screen game and threw to him in the flats. They just made that an extension of the run game, and that's what teams are going to do against the Cowboys. The Cowboys on offense and defense are very strong in the middle. I feel pretty good about that. Your defensive tackle.
Yeah, perimeter-wise.
Perimeter-wise,
especially
though,
with no Jadeveon Clowney last night.
You're really relying on Overshown to be everywhere and anywhere. And I love Overshown, but one, he's still working his way back. In all honesty, yeah. Still working his way back. Go try to guard a Jahmyr Gibbs, a Bijan Robinson, a Devon Achane. These guys are shifty, and you saw what he did to Kenneth Murray all game. I don't even know if Kenneth Murray was able to get in the car ride home with his girl after that. And then Deron Bland definitely better not call his girl after yesterday's game.
Well, I want to say they're married, so he didn't really have a choice.
But, like I said, this is more on a funny side. Don't take this seriously. But Deron Bland got his man card stolen yesterday.
Deron Bland looked like Kyrie Elam last night.
And this isn't... This isn't the first time we've had this conversation. This is not the first time we've had this conversation with a corner that's getting paid a surplus amount of money. If you're Kyrie Elam and we traded you for a seventh-round pick and it doesn't work, it happens, man. He was fun in training camp, but we kind of saw the writing on the wall. Deron Bland, for the most part,
the sixth highest-paid corner in the NFL?
We've kind of moved on from Diggs emotionally and play to say, hey, Bland, the Cowboys said you're going to be the new Trayvon Diggs. You're going to be the corner that we're building around in the secondary. And now this is 2 weeks where it's been Marvin Harrison Jr., and now the entire Detroit Lions roster.
Detroit wide receiver group just, I mean, when Jahmyr, and again, it's Jahmyr Gibbs, but at the same time, hey, this is why you're paid what you're paid. But when he made that stop and then Bland fell.
Because it's how it looks, man. It's not that you didn't make the tackle. That happens. You got face planted into the ground and Jahmyr Gibbs is 3 yards away from you.
Yeah.
You face planted.
Yeah,
and then the very next play. Okay, maybe he's just quicker than me. I'm stronger though. No, he stiff arms you with one hand.
Stiff arms you with one arm into the ground.
Jameson Williams doing whatever. Don't get me started on Revell. I know that's your boy. I know that's Broaddus's boy. But we got to call facts facts. The boy's getting picked on.
Well, no, and here's the thing I'll say about our boy Revell. Okay,
picked on.
Well, I mean, here's the thing.
But
here's the thing. Who didn't get picked on last night?
No, everyone got picked on.
You know,
on,
I mean, that's the thing. Now, did he look really, really bad?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Doing it? Yes.
Tripping and falling.
I mean, look, the only reason that went to touchdown was because Goff threw it out of bounds. I mean, Tesla, whatever the hell his name is,
yeah.
Wide open.
Wasn't that right before the half? There's like 5 seconds left, six seconds left?
No, that was, I felt like that was in the third quarter when they were trying to make a comeback.
It was something where I think a half was going to end or something like that. Because it was about to be a last second touchdown that they were going to get. I'm almost certain it was right before the half. Because it was like a last-second shot, and that's why Goff was throwing towards the edge, towards the sideline, and you got your boy tripping and fumbling.
Look, it's hard to remember because you know every possession for Detroit started at midfield. Okay,
I mean, that's another
every
point.
Every single possession for Detroit started at midfield, and at some point, you as Brian Schottenheimer, you need to pull your special teams coach aside. And again, I don't think it's a coincidence that, and maybe we have kind of, special teams we haven't been as critical of this year because, A, Brandon Aubrey hits everything, literally.
And your defense has been so bad that it hasn't really mattered. Like, well, really they're starting with 10, 15, 20, they're going to score. That's how it's been all season.
You haven't given up a punt return, you haven't given up a kick return, and, you know, I don't know that we've made enough about the fact that Turpin has looked awful on kick returns.
How do you go from all pro to, like, I saw Bobby put out a tweet today pretty much saying, like, we got to take him off kickoffs.
Yeah.
You're doing fair catches. And
well,
running
his punt
with the
return
ball
is and, I mean, I texted you last night.
Why does he keep looking at us on TV?
Why is he mad? I mean, dude, you threw your hand up. What do you?
There's no way the ref is just accidentally doing it. You're the only one in the NFL it's happening to.
2 weeks in a row. 2 weeks in a row. Like, and as Bobby alluded to, it's one thing to happen once in a 17-game NFL season. This is now 2 weeks in a row where you've thrown your hand up to feign a fair catch, and then of course it isn't. Then you start running, and then you start yelling at the referee because you can't understand it. Like. Again,
you needed every yard you could yesterday. You needed every yard you could, and you're letting the Lions just start on the 43. They are already cooking you, and you're just letting them start drives on the 43 where they need, what, a first down to get a field goal? Now we're just playing with house money from here.
You know, I don't know if we'll see if we can't find the, and I'm sure it's somewhere on the internets, as George W. would say, but I think we owe an apology to the Detroit Lions.
We do. No, we
okay.
do. No,
like, just
as much as we were right, we can say when we were wrong.
We owe an apology to the Detroit Lions, and I think we fell into the and look, part of it is, hey, Philly, you know, the Cowboys look dynamic coming back against the Eagles. They look dynamic coming, you know, beating the Chiefs. And so it just felt like, okay, you've got a kind of a slumping Detroit team. Detroit came out and played the way we thought the Cowboys were going to come out and play.
Desperate. Our team's injured. We need a win.
Like, we've got to get – and you know what? I'll tell you when I knew, like, okay, we might be in trouble here, was A, when Amon-Ra St. Brown came out, and I thought, all right, well, what's he going to look like? And then the first couple plays, then you're like, okay, he looks fine. But then when their entire offensive line came out, everybody was healthy, or at least at the very least, everybody was ready to go. I thought, okay – there might be, like, this team's not as beat up, or let's put it this way, everybody's ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay,
it was just what, the tight ends and in the secondary,
which it didn't matter. I mean, you didn't need the tight ends last night. Yeah. Okay, I mean, because again, nobody could stop Jameson Williamson, right? I mean,
he didn't even get started until the second half. Think about it. First half, he really didn't do much.
He almost had that touchdown in the first quarter. Don't get me started. But anyway, if he steps out of bounds, that's neither here nor there. But, you know, he finished his last, and I said Williamson, Jameson Williams, he finished his last night, 7 catches, 96 yards. Amon-Ra St. Brown, who they were saying was going to have at least 1 or 2 weeks that he's going to be out, he goes for 6 catches for 92 yards last
night. And his were just clutch. Like, I didn't think Amon-Ra's weren't like game breakers. They were all like third down.
Well, that one in the fourth quarter. Was though. I mean, that was a backbreaker.
Like, just clutch. And We're going to get to George Pickens. Trust me. We'll dedicate a whole segment to him.
We'll get to the George Pickens stuff here in just a little bit, and we'll play some audio from last night as well.
Can I pull it back, though? Can I pull it back?
Yeah.
As frustrating. That was probably one of the most frustrating games because I had expectations.
That was the issue.
There's a difference in us all laughing at the Cowboys when the defense is horrible, and we're like, man, what kind of blank show is this? And our friends are texting us, making fun of the Cowboys. That's a different watching experience.
Yeah, when they've been bad and everybody expects it.
This was, I know a bunch of people listening right now are going to feel the same as me. We're gloating to their friends, gloating to their family, feeling good watching the game. Maybe put some money on the game.
Yeah.
And we're like, this Cowboys team, based on how the Lions are playing and based on how the Cowboys are playing, should cover the spread, take care of it, be a fun game to watch. The things that we forgot was you're on the road. You get to Detroit team that also was reeling and fighting for a playoff spot. Like, I feel like no one really talked about it being a road game. Everyone was just like, oh, you're playing Detroit. Well, the Cowboys have been pretty darn good at home. And both those games that we all laud, the Eagles and Chiefs games, were both at home.
Yeah.
Now you got to travel to Detroit in December. And it starts getting those playoff-like atmospheres.
Oh, it was a playoff atmosphere for sure last night. That's all we heard.
My scope out is as frustrated as I'll be throughout this show and probably for the next couple of days because they did disappoint me and you could have won that game with everything going into it, you went 2-1 in the super hard stretch. A lot of people had you going 0-3. And you went 2-1. The Eagles are still reeling. The only way you're making the playoffs is winning the NFCs. Can promise you that. Go ahead and take it to your bookie. Yeah. You're not winning a wild card spot. The only way you're making it, I mean, it's practically impossible. Think about it. The 49ers, the Lions, and Panthers all have a better shot than you. And the 49ers are in last place with, what, 8-9 wins?
Yeah, I want to say they're 9-4.
You're not making a wild card spot.
So, yeah,
the only way you are making the playoffs, it is still technically possible, and I want to say somewhat feasible, because the Eagles, you have to win two more than the Eagles lose. So you have to finish out 4-0.
Yeah.
The Eagles got to go 3-2.
Yeah.
And if that happens, and they play they play the Bills and the Chargers and the Commanders twice and then the Raiders. If they go 3-2 and you go 4-0, you make the playoffs over them. Now, how feasible is that? We can discuss throughout the next couple months.
I just think it's too – look, here's my only thing, though, and we'll dive more into this. I just think after what we saw last night
– I won't be getting hype.
No. I mean, you can't – I mean, and look, I think it's great that they went 2-1, and I'm with you on that, the fact that they did. But here's the problem, right, is last night was a measuring stick game. Last night was the, okay, have you taken that – next step. Because again, hey, beating Philly, great. All right. You should have beat them in week one. Okay. So we kind of knew a little bit, hey, you can beat this team. All right. You got a Kansas City Chiefs team. This is not last year's Kansas City Chiefs team. This Chiefs team has been scuffling, but you handled your business and you won. All right. You beat them. Not being able to go on the road and again, this is the last night was the proverbial the game was not as close as the final score would indicate.
No. All I can't imagine myself, how is this game this close? The Cowboys
were
playing
horrible. Sure, it was 44-30. It might as well have been 56-30, okay? Because you know, they miss a field goal, and you know, you made some plays defensively at times, but ultimately Detroit did pretty much whatever they wanted to do last night. And for as ballyhooed as his defense had been the last couple weeks, for them to go out and do we think it's a coincidence that when you look at three of the most embarrassing performances this defense has had all year, where am I going with it?
The NFC North.
NFC North.
Eberflus.
I mean, Eberflus has been put in a clown suit by Dan Campbell, by Ben Johnson, and by Matt LaFleur.
Yeah.
Okay? Why do we – because, look, I'm not convinced that you're going to beat Minnesota anymore.
That's a great point. My Bears friend said the same thing. It said Eberflus gets clowned by the North every time.
Eberflus, I'm sorry, but as much as I wanted to be on the, you know what, let's give him some more time. You gave him Quinnen Williams. You got some guys back. Last night was a fireable offense, okay? Last night was a fireable offense as far as I'm concerned. I get it. You don't want to go 4D coordinators in 4 years, but I'll tell you what right now, Matt Eberflus, let him go ruin somebody else's defense because he has no business being a Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator moving forward. Well, look, Well, look, you want to talk more Cowboys?
Well, Avi.
Okay, so tell you what, we're going to get into some more. We're going to get into George Pickens in the next segment. Have people gone too much in on him? Is it somewhere in the middle? Do we understand, or is it, you know, as Broad has laid out in the G bag this afternoon, and I've seen other people on Twitter talk about, especially with the Richard Sherman discussion, which suddenly I find it mind boggling that now we're discounting NFL players as far as breaking down other NFL players. I don't get that part. We'll discuss that. We got some Mavs to get into. Of course, we'll do a little fair foul. Week 14 picks. Are you on tomorrow? Yes or no? Oh, you are? Okay. So we're going to do our Week 14 picks tonight, because I didn't know if he was going to be on tomorrow. But either way, we'll have that. We got some. By the way, foosball. Football. The world
USA.
Game. Yes, that's
USA.
Right. Yeah, USA, just so they can lose in the first round again. We'll talk about that. We've got Devil's Advocate. Trevor making his Devil's Advocate debut. Okay. And then, of course, we'll do Fatties on the Phone at 10:20. You know the vibe. But when we return, has George Pickens been unfairly criticized about his effort from last night? Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan After Dark.
He better. What, 5 catches, 37 yards?
5 catches, 37 yards on 9 targets.
Cause an interception?
Yeah.
No show in the fourth quarter?
None. I mean, yeah, that was the fourth down play. That was in the fourth quarter, wasn't it? Like early in the fourth?
He did fumble, but yes.
He did fumble, and thank God for Tyler Smith falling on the ball.
That he got himself a tutty.
Yeah.
Right. I was like, guys, you can't advance the ball.
No,
this is basic.
No.
I mean, where do we even start with Pickens? Where do we even start Fred Davis?
I think it's one of those things.
I think we have to start here. Let's make a starting mark. Has he played effort wise, not production, effort wise, route wise, demeanor wise, the same as he did yesterday, as he did all season? Is that a yes or no for you? Was that the same as he's played all season, or did you see a different
not,
Pickens?
Absolutely not. Absolutely. And I know where you're going with this. And no, not take away the and again, I know this has been talked about all day today, different shows, different places on, you know, wherever you get your football news. Yes, we understand he's A, not a great route runner, and B, he does kind of this lull you to sleep type of mentality or whatever. But at the same time, he's also a professional athlete, and you would think that when you're not balling, which he wasn't.
Which he was not.
CD was, all right? And again, these two have done a phenomenal job all year long of playing off each other and not getting worked up, at least we don't think so, when one guy's going off and the other guy isn't. That said, when CD goes down in what, the second quarter, mid to late second quarter with the concussion?
I thought it was the third quarter. I'll look it up.
Was it the third quarter? Middle of the second, early third, whatever it was, when he bangs his head off the ground, and you knew he was cooked after that, because when he starts
third
doing
quarter.
He starts doing the fencing thing and his hands went up.
That got
like,
scary.
No, I mean, look,
I went from super scared to okay, he's okay, to super scared, because he was definitely doing a fencing position, but then he was kind of motioning like, oh, I hurt my elbow. I had no idea what was hurt for a good 5-10 minutes.
When I saw his hands do that, you know, the Tua thing, I was like, oh, he's done. You could just tell, just the way he was sitting there. Like you could if you watch enough football, you could see, like, all right, he ain't coming back. Like he's not coming back. So you immediately think, as a Cowboy fan, like, okay, this is Pickens' time.
And we've seen Pickens.
We've seen him do this
multiple games.
We've seen him go 3 or 4 games where it's like, okay, all eyes are on him, no worries. And plus, you're also thinking to yourself, like, look, Flannoy's balling. Not like you got, you know, so it's not like they're just going to have to put 3 guys on Pickens and hope for the best. You know, Ferguson, when he's not fumbling or you know, sticking his hand in somebody's face mask and ruining big time play or big time penalties.
That was also,
you know,
that would have been a big Pickens play or a big Pickens
that'd been another, PI. That would have been another big Pickens moment right there. And so, for him to just and I don't think, and we'll find the, we found the Richard Sherman audio. It didn't sound great.
No, we got it.
Oh, we do have good.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I don't see anything wrong with what Richard. You got the Sherman audio?
Yeah, Trevor's good at his job, so I figured it out.
Listen, this guy over here. No one said you weren't. Go ahead and play the Sherman audio. And
this is post game.
This is him, and this is where everybody had. Well, certain people took umbrage to what he had to say.
The big story here is George Pickens.
George Pickens throughout the game, especially late in the game, just looked uninterested in playing football. You know, and that's what you can't have. If you're going to be a superstar, if you want to be the best receiver in the National Football League, you can never be disengaged. It doesn't matter if the game's going your way or not going your way. You can't just disappear in these games or else you're not going to have impact. And just right here, cruising routes. You're the guy. You're the guy. CeeDee Lamb is not in this game. He's out. And you get intercepted on your slant routes. And you can't be the guy and half-ass it. I'm sorry, that's just, you can't, it's unacceptable. And if you're the Dallas Cowboys and you're looking at him and you're looking to pay him big-time receiver money, $40 million, you got to look at this tape and say, hey, is this a guy we can trust paying $40 million to show up regardless of circumstance? I don't know.
Okay, so George Pickens took umbrage with it, and I'll read his response here in a second.
He sure did.
But I'll say this, finishing my George Pickens thoughts. I was watching the Amazon, like, whatever cast it is with the Prime Vision.
The X-ray vision, whatever
it's called. You kind of get like an all-22 view. They show you like behind the quarterback, and I prefer that view. I can see more things rather than the TV broadcast. Yeah. It's just, I don't like that view. It's just you don't see receivers ever run their routes. You can't see the own linemen. You're really just like watching the quarterback. That's all it is. I like the all-22-esque version you get to see with the Prime Vision or Skycast or whatever. Either way, the reason I bring that up is because there's a picture going all in, and it's crazy the media literacy we have. And I want to comment.
Or don't have.
I don't have a big enough Twitter profile where anyone would care to get like 100 views. But the amount of people that are seeing this George Pickens still photo of him running that deep post late in the game, and he doesn't put his hands up for the ball, that ball is like 10 yards behind him.
Yeah.
But everyone is just, I guess, wasn't watching the game, or I guess it's just watching the TV copy, so I get it. And they're seeing this ball, they're like, George Pickens, look at the effort. Didn't even put his hands up for this ball. When the ball was legitimately 10 yards away from him.
I don't think it was that far away from him, but I did see it. To your point, if you're watching it on the TV broadcast, there is a good 3 or 4 yard difference where, plus, I don't know that he can see the ball. To be honest. I wonder about his vision, it was
uncatchable. It was not a catchable ball watching it from the angle, and it was clear as day. I was just like, bad throw, Dak, or bad positioning, George. Like, it wasn't like, oh, George, bad effort. There was plenty of George Pickens' bad effort. That was not one of them. So I want to get that out of the way. Do yourself a favor and don't just look at what everyone's saying on Twitter, guys, and just go, oh, look at that, another bad effort, because it's easy to rag on him right now.
Yeah.
It's easy to do. Let's be better.
That would have been a tough look. That would have been a really, really tough catch.
The two that I cannot live with is the slant route that caused the interception. Because, brother, you're one of the best slant catchers of the football. If you will. I don't want to say the actual slant itself, but like that contact, extend your hands, throw my shoulder, I'm better than you, I don't care who's guarding me mentality. That's been George Pickens his whole career, and especially this year. And that was a huge moment. Was it not the first or second play of the third quarter?
That was the second play of the third quarter.
Coming out of halftime, and you just let them get a free interception. They end up going and getting points after that.
Yeah.
And that was
a touchdown.
Jake Ferguson. So that's 14 points right there off turnovers. That you just, and they, I think they scored both of them within three plays.
It was quick.
The one that I think all of us take umbrage with, and I would love if I had a close enough relationship with George, I would literally just ask him, what were you doing? It's third and like 25. The ball's coming to you.
Yeah.
I'm assuming Dak in the calls whatever play he is and probably is like, George, you know this one's coming to you. We need a big-time player right here. I need you to act like you're going deep. Then you're going to run a comeback. You're going to be open. Or you're going to be one-on-one.
Kind of like what Jameson Williams did.
We all saw Jameson Williams run around. We all have eyes. Jameson Williams, what does every receiver do?
Stopped on a dime.
You push vertical. Everything looks like a vertical route, whether I'm running a slant, whether I'm running a dig, a post, a speed out. Everything looks like vertical. That's receiver 101. And George Pickens knows that better than any of us listening.
Yeah.
Push vertical, snap your head back, come back for the comeback. That's what Jameson Williams did in the first half or whatever. George Pickens is legitimately, like you texted to me, my friend texted to me. It looks like a run play is happening on the opposite side of the field, the way he's running his route in that third and 22 comeback. He is, I don't even know if he's jogging. I don't even know if I would consider that jogging. He is quite literally like walking down the sideline, not pushing vertical. They're in cover four. The guy's already 15 yards off and is just watching it happen.
Yeah.
Why would he be anywhat threatened? And I called you and said it earlier.
And essentially alligator armed it too, by the way.
And then, if you're going to do that, I need you to go jump over somebody.
You said before the game with, what's the old girl that does it? Taylor Rooks?
Yeah.
Okay, him and CD, they do a little sit down. He talks about how, you know, I'm just going to get to the ball. I'm physical. I'm this, I'm that. I'm aggressive, and CD's more finesse. I watched you alligator arm it next to a receiver or to the defender who, by the way, was next to you. It wasn't like he was trying to put a hit on you.
Who had been getting cooked all game night by CD. DJ Reed.
DJ Reed.
He was
going to
cry guarding CeeDee Lamb. Now you got George Pickens, an even more physical receiver.
Yeah.
Do you think would put it to you, oh, you just knocked my boy out? I know he didn't knock him out. I'm just
right,
saying, like,
right.
My boy's out of the game. Y'all want to play like that? Like, I'm going to go show y'all what's up. I'm going to earn a $100 million contract. And he had opportunity after opportunity to make it happen late in the game. And I can't put my finger on it, Fred and Tolos. I do not know why in the biggest game of the season, George Pickens' effort was just not there. It's not, if he fumbles the ball, cool. Like he did on the fourth down and say that's how they lost the game on that play, cool. We can sit here and talk about that. You lost, you didn't lose because of George Pickens, but just isolating him, his effort was not there to where I could even feel like the Cowboys should have won this game. I can't say that confidently with the way that Pickens is giving an effort on a huge play, jogging down the sideline when, brother, you're the number one guy. CD's out. We're not throwing to Jake Ferguson on 3rd-and-22. Yeah. Or Jalen Tolbert or Minga. We're throwing the ball to you.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think one thing that stood out to me is the job that they did defensively on him, you know, putting two, three guys. I mean, sometimes three guys on his side, right?
Flannery did a thing.
And it's almost as if, and this again, this is where I give props to Dan Campbell and that defensive staff for what they did, right? They said to themselves, look, we're not going to let Bruce Pickens. We're not going to let George Pickens beat us tonight. Mm-hmm. And you and I talked a little bit earlier today. This offense, and again, this is taking nothing away from CeeDee Lamb. This offense operates a little bit differently when George Pickens is playing at a high level. All right. To me, it just looks different because things just open up in a different way. And defenses, he's just a different freak of nature when he's out there running with the football versus what CD. I mean, and taking nothing away from CD. But that's why these two work so well together, because you have to pick your poison. And Detroit picked their poison. Problem was, it felt like Bruce was so overwhelmed by
George.
The defense. Why do I keep saying Bruce Pickens? Now I'm really showing my age, the old Cincinnati corner. But It's almost as if, because he wasn't able to get any separation at all last night, even in the early parts of the game when CD was still out there, that it's almost like he took himself out of the game.
Well, I think they thought they were going to run man. They run man more than anybody else. And next thing you know, they're in zone the whole game, knowing that they're down corners, and I guess they weren't ready for it.
So on one hand, but again, that's a coaching issue, right? So if you're Shoddy, if you're Clayton Adams, and you see, oh, snap.
Junior Adams, let's throw him in there too, wide receiver cage.
Junior Adams, right? So you see that they're playing zone, right? You see that they're playing zone, and you say to yourself, all right.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
We got to make some adjustments.
We don't have Tolbert and Mingo out there. We got CD and
Pickens. You got two of the best wide receivers in football. You can't make an adjustment?
This was CD Lamb's response. Now, I didn't know if this was AI for the longest time. I sent this to Bobby. I sent this to some people at the Cowboys. I was trying to figure out if this was AI because I cannot believe George Pickens posted this, but every single Cowboys reporter and account is retweeting this and putting it out there. Trey Wingo, Clarence Hill, Shoddy was asked about it in his press conference, so I'm assuming it was real. Yeah. It's been deleted since. It's on George Pickens' Instagram. I'm sure you guys have seen it, but for those who haven't, I'm going to read it verbatim, then we'll get out of here. George Pickens' Instagram. This is a team game, LMAO. I'm not the only one on the team, period. Stop becoming an analyst and talking about one player when he playing a team's game. Lots of SHS has to go right for explosives, period, plays, dot, dot, dot. And it's funny because I thought former players would know that, such as Richards, we'll just say cat, ass, Sherman, who, by the way, ain't blank without the Legion of Boom. We all remember San Francisco brother. Much love with three emojis of ninjas. Don't speak on me unless you know the game of football. As a former player, not a blank writing, and just think of gentlemen, fan slash analyst that act like double team is not a thing or certain bracket coverages don't exist. Knowing you played ball, which shows me you a leech weirdo. Now Twitter, eat this up with four laughing emojis, clouded ah world.
I mean, who bet?
And then he went to the press conference and said a complete opposite. It was just like, hey, it's kind of on me. They threw some coverages out that we weren't ready for and was very like PR friendly. That's why I was like, why would he say this? And I thought it was fake for the longest, but I mean, I still haven't got a clear answer, but I feel like they're not asking at the press conference if it's not true. And Shoddy would have been like, oh, that didn't happen. And Shoddy said, like, we'll talk to him about it.
That's a bad look. That's a uber bad look. Richard Sherman, if anybody knows what effort looks like from a wide receiver, it's Richard freaking Sherman.
This was Schottenheimer is aware of the now deleted post that I just read to you guys from George Pickens put on social media towards Richard Sherman and will speak to the receiver. In quotes, I'm going to judge George on the body of work and his body of work that shows he's an elite player. Schottenheimer said that's from Todd Archer.
Tell you what, we'll keep this conversation going. We'll get some of your text messages as well. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line. We'll touch on this more. Plus, it wasn't just George Pickens, as we all know from yesterday. I mean, it was a host of things that were issues for this Dallas Cowboy team as they now fall to 6-6-1 on the season with four games left to go. What does this mean for their playoff chances moving forward? Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. That is Trevor the Creator in the glass. We got our boy Mr. Blake Elliott to my right, and I am Fred Davis. This is Fan After Dark. Great stuff as always from Trevor the Creator. It's been a while since three of us got a chance to do a little radio together. Now, I'll tell you what, it is split. I'm not going to say 50-50. It's about 60-40 right now. We've got a handful of folks that are, and let me make it clear, I don't think we're singling out George Pickens for
this is why you have to listen to the whole show. Today's a show where you got to listen to the whole thing, because if you just tuned in and just heard our George Pickens, then they probably do think we're just singling out. We spent the whole first segment talking about everything else is wrong with this team as of yesterday.
Well, and let's, here's the other thing too when it comes to George Pickens.
You're disgusting, by the way.
Is when it comes to George Pickens. This guy's on the verge, allegedly, of being one of the highest paid receivers in football. Okay.
Can I give some good news, Cowboys fans?
What, you think I took a hit after last night?
I tweeted. I said, hey, we lost. Probably not going to make the playoffs. But one thing that did not happen today or yesterday, Cowboys fans, George Pickens' contract value did not go up. So if you want to retain him and you thought it was getting too expensive, this guy's getting 150 yards, two touchdowns every game. It did not go up after yesterday. There's no way it did.
Okay, I'm glad you said that, because let's hear from the guy that will be writing that check, if it comes to that, Jerry Jones, who was on with KNC this morning, asked about how this will affect George Pickens and or his effort last night.
He didn't have the game that he's been having. But Effort, I would be very careful with him going there. This guy he's explosive with his temperament. And I say that in a positive way. So I don't think so much it was Effort, but I might not, but I don't necessarily have a good explanation as to why he didn't show up more, especially again against the backdrop of they were limited in their secondary. And I thought, although we have a lot of respect, I do, for their defensive front. And their defensive front did whip us on the offensive line. It did.
Yeah.
And so therein lies maybe a little bit more of the problem. You say, well, I thought Dak got some balls out there that should have been caught. Flournoy had a really good night. I know we're all positive about how he's coming along.
Sure.
But he made some really outstanding plays. But I would have thought it would have been Pickens Grand Central. I'm not disappointed, other than the fact that it could have helped us win that ball game. But, no, I'm not at all concerned going forward about Pickens. I would agree with you. I thought we would have more with him than we did.
I mean, Jerry's in the same place as us. He's just confused. I mean,
I don't need
Jerry coming out saying, yeah, his effort was bad. I'm questioning him. That's for us to say. So I didn't expect Jerry to say that.
Yeah, but George or George. But, hey, Jerry's never been one to shy away.
I think he likes George.
Oh, I mean, that's clear. Plus, yeah. And I think the other thing, too, again, I think this has as much to do, too, with who his agent is.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, for all the Cowboys fans that were like, how are we going to afford Pickens? Still going to be expensive. Don't get it twisted. But last night's game, it might have held the value for one more week. It didn't go up, boys. It did not go up.
Now you need to see what he's going to look like the next four games.
Yep.
Because CD ain't playing next week.
I would hope not.
CD is not playing next week. I wouldn't be surprised if CD's out the next couple weeks.
I mean, let's make it picking season. Let's see what you got.
Well, I mean, this is...
You got to go 4-0 to even have a chance at
the playoffs. You have to go 4-0 to even entertain the idea that this team could be a playoff team because you have four very winnable games. But at the same time, too, though, the one thing we've learned about this Dallas Cowboy team is, at least in this current iteration of this Dallas Cowboy team...
Volatile?
Well, they I mean, now you could argue they weren't supposed to win the Chiefs or the Eagles game, but that was kind of... Those were house money games, okay? Those were house money games, right? In the sense that... There were no expectations, okay?
Everyone thought you'd get beat by both.
Get boat raced by both teams. You won both. The problem is, think about the three games that we really thought going into the season that you thought, okay, no, you need to win this. Yep. Chicago, mm-hmm. who was 0-2 at the time. Mm-hmm. Carolina, mm-hmm. who you thought, okay, this is a team that, you know, you're better than. You should win this game. And Detroit. Now, all three of those games have certain things in common. One being, A, they were all on the road. All right. B, you were playing, let's call it what it is. You got, Ben Johnson just took you to task.
Sir, that was the start of their win streak.
I mean, if we're being honest about it, and I get it, for as much as we want to talk about George Pickens, and rightfully so, but I do want to say what some people have already said on this. This was not all on Pickens. Let's make that clear, okay? The reason why George Pickens is catching so much heat is A, if you're going to be the alpha dog like we have treated him for the last 12, 13 weeks, okay, heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Correct, and people need to realize that.
This is not about, George Pickens' slander will not be tolerated. Were we slandering CD 2 weeks ago when he couldn't catch a cold?
Everybody on the text line. There was not one positive text.
Everybody. So look, if we're gonna criticize and be critical of CD Lamb, then guess
what? Who's
done it for 3 years and has enough pelts on the wall, needless to say. Whereas, so George Pickens, and again, this is where people come out, see, this is why the Pittsburgh Steelers wanted to get rid of him. All right? There's a tinge, and then you go out and start roasting not just media people.
Look,
if you want to come out and say, hey, F you, Fred and Blake, fine. I got no problem with that, okay? But when you start calling out Richard Sherman... And saying that Richard Sherman doesn't know what he's talking about, all right, I got a little bit of a problem with that. Now, I mean, Shoddy?
It's the same reason we're not going at Mingo for dropping the ball. We don't care. We don't expect. So we're not going
to
spend an entire...
Well, he had the ball thrown to him.
He had one. He had one.
Mingo did?
Over the middle, yeah. He had one.
When?
Fourth quarter, I think. It was over the middle. It was like a 20-yard pass. But we're not going to spend a whole segment on Mingo because we don't expect much.
I don't even remember it.
We expect a lot out of you, Pickens, so you're going to get either heavily praised because you went off.
But let's not – okay,
also
look,
heavily criticized.
GP was a dud last night.
Effort-wise.
Jake Ferguson was a dud last night.
People are calling out Jake for
– okay.
Like, should he still be the guy you're building your tight end room around? I've seen a bunch of that of, like, how many fumbles he's causing and how much he doesn't make stuff happen. And how he's kind of lost that seam game. There's people having bigger overarching questions, almost similar to like the Derek Lively, not to cross sports, but just like, we all love him, but when we really look at the production, is it like...
Well, I mean, or is that just a byproduct of putting too much stock into? I mean, he is what he is. I think people got a little too high over their skis 2 years ago. I mean, you and I talked about it ad nauseum last year when I said, look, I don't see the love affair with Jake Ferguson. Here's the thing about... You know why Jake Ferguson gets a pass? Because he's a nice guy.
Funny, too.
Okay. You ever listen to him on the G-Bag Nation?
Very lovable.
Couldn't have been. He's a guy you want to go out and have a beer with.
I would do it right now.
All right? Guess what? The guy can't break a tackle to save his life.
Nope.
All right?
And
he's got about as much burst as I do.
And when he does break a tackle, fumble, yeah, the ball might become loose.
50-50 shot, that ball's going to be on the dirt. Okay?
That's not a good...
From your tight end position? No, that's not good at all. So, again, this was a cumulative effort last night as far as who blame resides on. It's just a George Pickens. It's easy to, you know, we'll see how he bounces back. But, look, we're not going to say that it was all on GP3. All right, plenty more to get to. We will open up the phone lines. But we're not doing – you guys know we do Fatties on the Phone at 10:20, so we're going to wait till we do that. I'll tell you what, let's talk – we'll take a break for just a minute. We'll let the Cowboys conversation breathe for a minute. You mentioned the Dallas Mavericks. What if I told you that you mentioned Derek Lively? What if I told you that we still don't know when Derek Lively will be back? Lots more to get to. Don't go anywhere. 1 hour in the books. This is Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.